It's Thursday, July 25th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Your prescription drug costs could be capped with a bill proposed by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. We look at how the county schedules roadside mowing operations. Postponed Barron County property taxes are due next week, and the DNR rescinds a ban on armed anglers. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduces legislation to lower prescription drug costs. The Wisconsin Democrat is in the midst of a competitive re-election campaign against developer Eric Hovde, the likely winner of the August Republican primary. Baldwin says the Capping Prescription Costs Act would require annual out-of-pocket prescription drug cost caps of $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would extend the out-of-pocket costs seniors on Medicare will see in 2025 from the Inflation Reduction Act to the commercial health care market. Baldwin voted for the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, which included a cap on insulin prices. County highway departments are rushing to complete roadside mowing before August 1st. An early and wet spring has contributed to high weeds along roadsides this year. Barron County Highway Commissioner Mike Hafes said the Wisconsin Department of Transportation contracts counties to mow state and interstate highways, and it's up to WisDOT as to when they can start.
They give us the green light or the red light. And normally we have a red light until mid to end of June. We've got approximately 700 roadside miles to tend to every year on the state, the federal, and county highway system. We've got 3 to 4 mowers. A lot of times they're down. There's stuff in the ditches that you wouldn't expect to be there. And then, of course, we hit it, whether it be a tire or some big hunk of iron that falls off a truck or something. So there's downtime. And it all takes time, and we have to, by law, be done with the mowing on the state and federal highway system by August 1st.
That August 1st deadline is set so mowing is completed before invasive species, such as wild parsnip and knapweed, go to seed and spread. The mowers are slow, covering about a dozen miles a day. Hafes asks the public to be patient and for motorists to watch out for the equipment operating on roadsides. Postponed 2023 property taxes in Barron County are due next week, Wednesday, July 31st. Barron County Treasurer Samantha Sommerfeld noted property taxes in the county must be paid to the county treasurer's office, excluding City of Rice Lake property taxes, which are paid at City Hall. Payment options, tax amounts, and payment status can be found at www.barroncountywi.gov. Click on Tax Data. Any mailed payments must be postmarked by July 31st to avoid any interest or late charges. Receipts will be mailed back only if a self-addressed and stamped envelope is enclosed with the payment. Wisconsin high school seniors may soon receive UW system admissions offers through a new direct admit program. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says seniors who have met program requirements will be notified of their offers starting next week and continuing into September. Under Direct Admit Wisconsin, qualified high school students from participating schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students are admitted based upon grades and coursework after completion of their junior year. Rothman says students should watch their school email accounts for the notices and instructions on what to do next. UW-Madison, UW-Eau Claire, and UW-La Crosse are the only UW schools not participating in the program. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
People fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry firearms after a rule banning them was rescinded by the state following a lawsuit brought by gun rights advocates challenging it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources agreed in an order released Wednesday to rescind the rule barring anglers from carrying firearms. The lawsuit challenging the ban as a violation of the constitutional right to bear arms was brought by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The DNR agreed to rescind the rule and acted in 1999 as soon as possible, and both sides submitted a joint motion to dismiss the lawsuit. A reminder to ride an ATV or UTV safely. Ted Allen is on the trail.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources points out that 20 people died from ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, adding that 95% of fatal crash victims from last year weren't wearing a helmet. The agency urges operators and riders of the vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails and areas in Wisconsin. More information on riding recreational vehicles safely is available on the DNR website. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.